Branson, just down the road from Springfield, is known for its variety of shows, attractions, and shopping. But there's a place nearby where all you'll hear are bugs, birds, and distant traffic noise. If you head west on Highway 76 from Branson, you'll come to the main entrance of a 1,534-acre wildlife preserve, the Ruth and Paul Henning Conservation Area, managed by the Missouri Department of Conservation. The area has an interesting history. It was once owned by Paul Henning and his wife, Ruth. Henning is best known as the creator of the TV shows The Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres, and Petticoat Junction. They donated most of the current conservation area to MDC. Another 200 acres were donated by Silver Dollar City. According to the Conservation Department, several features of the Henning Conservation Area were immortalized in Harold Bell Wright's book Shepherd of the Hills, including Dewey Bald, Boulder Bald, Sammy Lane's Lookout, Little Pete's Cave, and the Signal Tree. And retired MDC forester Francis Main says there's a connection between the Henning area and the vigilante group, the Bald Knobbers.
That was one of the first places that the Bald Knobbers actually accumulated, you know, and Bald being those open glade areas. That way, when they could meet up on the top of those balls, they could see if anybody was coming up to overhear their plans for getting revenge.
The Henning area is largely oak and hickory forest, but it's interspersed with a series of scenic glades, which make up the White River Bald's natural area. The story goes that the Bald Knobbers met on these glades. To find out what I might see on the trail before I set out on a 6-mile hike, I met up with someone who knows the area.
My name is Stephen Short, and I'm a Branson forester.
Before we started chatting, a couple of hikers walked by and one of them paused to compliment the area.
Beautiful trail.
Yes, thank you.
There are several trail options. The quarter-mile Dewey Ball Trail is paved. It cuts through a wooded area and is ADA accessible. The Homesteaders Trail is the longest at 3.4 miles. It's a loop trail and you can get to it from the main entrance by using a third-mile path called Shane's Shortcut, or you can start at a trailhead on the Sycamore Log Church Road. There's also the 1.1-mile Glade Trail and a short quarter-mile trail off of that one called the Streamside Trail. With such a variety of habitat on the Henning Conservation Area, Short says there are a few animals and plants you might see on your hike.
Deer, turkey, migrating birds, things like that are very common. Of course, migrations happen at certain times of the year. Throughout a growing season, there are all types of plants in bloom at any time. So you can see multiple blooms during the year. This time of year, you'll see the greater roadrunner, and then the more special things would be like the painted bunting. Of course, that would be a migratory bird, and the collared lizard.
A word of advice from someone who learned the hard way: use bug repellent and concentrate the spray on your ankles and backs of your legs. Even though the trails are well maintained and I sprayed, I ended up with chigger bites and lots of them. Chigger bites itch like crazy and they last a long time too. On this day, I plan to hike most of the trails at Henning. I'm starting out from the main parking area, which is just off Highway 76, and I'm planning to go to the Homestead Trail, circle around that loop, and then come back. It's about 6 miles round trip. Hiking is the main activity at the Ruth and Paul Henning Conservation Area. That and bird watching. No hunting or trapping are allowed here. The glade area is really beautiful. You can see quite a ways off into the distance. Lots of trees, some open areas, lots of wildflowers. A few benches offer a place to take a break on the glade and streamside trails. After a while, I come to the part of the trail where I can veer off and hike the Homesteaders Trail. I've made it to Shane's Shortcut. This is a 3-mile trail that's going to connect me to the 3.5-mile Homesteaders Loop Trail. That's the one that starts at Sycamore Log Church Road. And I'm headed on to that trail now. Besides the two women who passed me at the beginning of the hike, there is no one else around. The Homesteaders Trail is a place rich with the history of those who made this place their home in the late 19th century and early 20th century. Francis Main, with the help of some area Boy Scouts, put together markers that you pass on your hike with numbers that correspond to a guy that you should be able to pick up at the trailhead on Sycamore Log Church Road. I didn't check to see if those are stocked, though. It talks about the area's history. Maine pieced together the area's past by interviewing locals who had lived in the Branson area a long time.
What did they remember, and how did people get along? You know, how did they make their money? How did they grow food? How did they get food? What did they do for a living? That kind of thing.
For many of those who lived on what is now the Homesteaders Trail, it was a difficult life.
Cutting cedar poles for a penny a post and getting skins from different animals, and that's what they would trade to get some money. Just how hard it was to live out there. I was amazed that people could survive on that rough land.
Maine discovered two hand-dug wells lined with rocks, which she worked to preserve by having barriers put over them so they can still be seen but are no longer a danger. They show the hard work and determination it took to dig a well by hand.
You know, sending the kids down in there since they were skinny enough and having them dig it out by hand and pull up the buckets with the dirt and place another rock in there to keep the sides from falling in.
There are remnants of old homes that are mostly overgrown now and that you really have to look for. This is the spot where Reuben Isaacs lived. He was the temporary Taney County Sheriff from July 18th to September 1st, 1889. He was appointed after Sheriff Galba Branson was shot to death by bald knobbers during a picnic on July 4th, 1889. In another part of the trail, you can see a low concrete wall that was built around 1920 to prevent another flood like the one that destroyed the Stewart store here in 1906. According to the guide, the store owned by George Stewart was housed in a large two-story building and served as a center for trading and socializing. And there's a spot that Maine calls a pine plantation, which as a forester, she especially appreciates.
You can find the original kind of mother tree of the shortleaf pine that is up there. And then all the younger trees from where it had been cleared, but there was still one pine left, and it basically reseeded that cleared area. So out in the middle of all this oak hickory forest, there's like this little pine forest, and I thought that was really cool.
A short walk through the pine plantation leads to a shelter with two bench seats opposite each other. After completing the 3.4-mile Homesteaders Loop, I headed the opposite direction from which I came on Shane's shortcut, turned left to finish the glade and streamside trails, and stopped to take some pictures of the many wildflowers on the glade. Short tells me tarantulas and pygmy rattlesnakes call this area home, but I didn't see any on this day. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski at the Ruth and Paul Henning Conservation Area in Branson.